ولكل أمة جعلنا منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام فإلهكم إله واحد فله أسلموا وبشر المخبتين.
For every people, we have laid down a ritual of sacrifice, although the purpose of the ritual is the same, that they pronounce the name of Allah over the cattle He has provided them. Your Lord is one God, so submit yourselves to Him alone, and give, O Prophet, glad tidings to those that humble themselves before Allah, that they pronounce the name of Allah over the cattle He has provided them. This verse brings out two fundamental truths. First, that sacrificial offering has always been an integral part of the system of worship in all versions of divine law. The other point emphasized in this verse is that what really matters is that sacrifice be truly made for the sake of God, rather than with an obsessive concern with the legal minutiae of the act. Whilst details of sacrificial offering have varied in different times, lands, and communities, the common denominator, however, has always been the spirit and purpose of sacrifice.
الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم والصابرين على ما أصابهم والمقيم الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
Whose hearts shiver whenever Allah is mentioned, who patiently bear whatever affliction comes to them, who establish prayer, and who spend for good purposes out of what we have provided them.
والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون.
We have appointed sacrificial camels among the symbols of devotion to Allah. There is much good in them for you. So make them stand at the time of sacrifice and pronounce the name of Allah over them. And when they fall down on their sides, after they are slaughtered, eat and also feed them who do not ask and those who ask. Thus have we subjected these animals that you may give thanks and pronounce the name of Allah over them.
That is, pronounce the name of God while slaughtering them. The camel is made to stand and is slaughtered by piercing a spear into its throat. This is termed nahr.
And when they fall down on their sides.
Falling down on their sides does not simply mean that the sacrificial animal's body touches the ground when it falls down after slaughter. It also means that this body becomes still when it ceases to writhe with pain and dies.
لَن يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِن يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Neither their flesh reaches Allah nor their blood. It is your piety that reaches Him. He has subjected these animals to you, that you may magnify Allah for the guidance He has bestowed upon you. Give glad tidings, O Prophet, to those who do good, that you may magnify Allah for the guidance He has bestowed upon you.
That is, one should sincerely acknowledge God's greatness and paramountcy, and this should be reflected in one's deeds. Here, once again, we find reference to the objective of the rite of sacrifice. Sacrifice has been made obligatory not only to express man's gratitude to God for making the cattle subservient to him, it has also been instituted in order that man may fully remember, both in thought and deed, the lordship of God, who subjected the cattle whom he created to man's control. This should enable man to avoid falling prey to the illusion that he is the true master of whatever he happens to possess.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ.
Surely, Allah defends those who believe. Certainly, Allah has no love for the perfidious, the thankless.